today we've had the first fire warning for the year, and we've been hearing that this bushfire season could be one of the worst in years. But what do all these warnings mean? You'll be hearing them a lot across the summer. And when you're told you need to prepare your house for fire, what if you can't physically do this? My next guest will talk to us about a program that the RFS comes to your house, helps make it fire safe if you're unable to undertake that work yourself. But first, just to run us through these warnings, I am joined by Rob Rogers, the Deputy Commissioner for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Deputy Commissioner, thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning.
Now, I tell you, we will speak about ADA in just a moment. That's what we were geared up to do. But given we have a severe fire danger for the far western fire area today, thought it's well worth just talking through some of those things and what that means.
Yeah, sure. So in the far west of New South Wales, it's what we call a severe fire danger, and really that's invoked a total fire ban, which essentially means no fire in the open. And there is some restriction on the types of things that people can do on land, like, you know, things welding, things where you're going to get hot things in contact with grass. It's a common sense really approach. They just need to stop doing those activities that are likely to cause a fire. And if you just look at that area somewhere, you know, out at Tibooburra area, they're looking at getting winds of up to 65 kilometres an hour. And 33 degrees and 11% humidity. So under those conditions, with the obviously rainfall and then the high amount of grass growth that's across New South Wales in a lot of areas, that's a recipe to say that, you know, we've got some problems there if we get fires. And in some of those areas, we're looking at 85% curing of the grass. So it's well on its way to burning very, very quickly if we get fires.
And does a severe fire danger always trigger a total fire ban?
It does. Yeah, it does. Anything above severe, that's where we say, look, we really can't afford the risk of, you know, the fire starting on that day. So this is a prevention strategy to say, look, let's stop those activities that are going to occur on those sort of days that are severe and higher than severe. And then basically that's an automatic triggering of that.
And stepping down from that, we've got the sort of low to moderate fire danger for the central ranges today. That's sort of not a fire ban, total fire ban?
No, that's right. That's just simply people just being aware of what's going on there. And a lot of those things is based on the curing rate of the fuel, and the wind certainly in central ranges are not expected to be anywhere near as strong as they are in that far west. I think for places like Orange, we're looking at gusts of 25 kilometres an hour, which is obviously a far cry from 65 kilometres an hour out of Tibooburra.
Absolutely, but things can change quickly, as we know, and you're entering storm season where there's lightning strikes and high winds and all sorts of things, so we really are gearing up. Now, I also just wanted to quickly check the bushfire alerts there's none of those for today, but just to explain that difference between advice, watch and act and emergency warning.
So really, yeah, sure. Look, it's a good point, because we try not to confuse people with jargon, and this is now national language that's consistent right across the country. And the idea being that advice is those fires that are less likely to pose a risk to life or property, but you should be aware of them, because that's based on the current fire danger and the proximity of the fire to homes. So if you have a low fire danger and the fire away from homes, then it's probably more likely to be an advice message. Watch and act is where it starts to become a little bit closer, and we really want people to start thinking about, if the thing gets worse or, you know, it starts approaching my property, what am I going to do? The emergency warning is those fires that we believe pose the greatest risk to life and property, and we really need people to do something about immediately. So it's like a graduated warning. So a watch and act fire doesn't mean if it's watch and act that it can't threaten someone, but it's not as obviously as bad fire conditions as if we issue a emergency warning.
And the RFS, with that issuing of the severe fire danger being forecast today, the RFS advises people to check your bushfire survival plan now. It's something people will hear a lot over the next little while, but just in terms of what that means.
Sure. Yeah, a bushfire survival plan, really what it basically means is that we need each household to fill out a plan with their family, and it basically says, look, what are the preparation things I need to do to my home? If we do get threatened by fire, what are we going to as a family do or as an individual do? And if you choose to leave or you're recommended to leave, where would you go? And that might be a neighbour's place, it might be, you know, going to town and go shopping for the day or something like that if it's a really, really bad, forecast. But it's really about common sense. So it's knowing what you and your family are going to do and where they're going to go if they are going to leave their property.
Okay, and as part of that preparation, we've been stressing to people the importance of clearing your gutters, removing all sorts of bits and pieces around the place. And we know that there are plenty of people who feel a bit not up to being able to do that by themselves because they're a bit older or they have a disability. Tell us about this AIDA program.
So AIDA, which really means assisting the infirm, disabled, elderly residents, which is what AIDA stands for, it's a program that's been around now for a couple of years. And the idea is that it's those people, as you mentioned, that either physically or financially can't get this work done. They can't prepare their home. And really they're people that are the most vulnerable when fires are impacting as well, because they might have limited mobility, they may not have family or friends to take care of them. So this is a program where people can register, and really what we do is send crews out there, and crews will clean the gutters, remove combustibles, they'll remove standing vegetation if that's what's needed. They will also remove it from the premises completely, so we arrange for it all to be taken away and dumped at a proper tip or something like that, and also talk to the people about what do they need to do and what are they going to do if there's a fire, and just help them be prepared. And we've had some incredible examples of people in really, really bad situations that simply couldn't do anything about it, that were genuinely frightened for their welfare whenever they hear a fire. Mm. And they've actually then written to us, saying that it's just changed completely how how they are placed and how they feel about their safety during fire season.
And I guess it's an important point to make that you might think, oh, these RFS people, they're very busy, we don't want to bother them with this. But I'm sure from your perspective, you'd rather be part of seeing this done properly than mopping up afterwards.
Absolutely. And look, and the people that we send out to do that are paid to do that. We're not so people aren't imposing on their local volunteer brigades. This is people that are actually paid to do this work. And at the end of the day, we really want people to say, I need help, and actually stick their hand up and let us help you, because, the last thing we want is people to be caught in that sort of situation and not be able to, get the help that they need.
Absolutely. But I guess the thing is, this, you'd prefer to be doing this sooner rather than when things get busy as the temperatures climb.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll do it at any time, but you're quite right. It's something that we really want to make sure that people are ready to do for the fire season. And people just simply, if they do want that program, they can simply ring 02 8741 4955. Or they can, on our website, there's a thing that people can complete, or they can even go to their local rural fire station and they'll help them.
That
well.
Is fantastic to know. And I know the SES provide a similar sort of service. So there's plenty of support around. Don't feel alone, like you have to do all of this yourself. Rob Rogers, thank you so much for talking us through these important things today.
Thank you. Good morning.